I'm sure we have all been in that situation of waiting for someone to come home late at night. It might be a teenager coming home from a party, a spouse returning from a late shift or a business meeting, a parent who's been out at a celebratory meal, or perhaps someone returning from a holiday or business trip. You are really anxious to see them, and you're excited to hear all about what they've been doing. You're expectant as you wait, perhaps a bit fidgety and unsettled. But you are tired. Would you really like to go to bed? You doze on the sofa. But every little sound brings you instantly awake. You are ready, excited to greet them. David just read to us the following words. Therefore, keep awake, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the cock crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone. Keep awake. There is certainly something apocalyptic, something rather threatening and scary about the way Jesus talks about the Son of Man return. And yet, there is also something intimate, perhaps vulnerable. Jesus really wants us to be alert, to keep watch. He longs for us to be awake when he returns. He longs for us to wait in expectation, to be so excited that we couldn't sleep even if we wanted to. Today is the first Sunday of Advent. An Advent is a season of intense expectation. We've just lit the first candle in the Advent. And you may have started opening Advent calendars. When I was a child, I had a card Advent calendar, and I opened the little windows each day and there'd be a picture underneath. And I had that same card for years and years and never had a new one. When my children were little, we graduated to chocolate advent calendars, and that was great fun. But now, you can get Lego calendars, and or maybe you want something more adult. Gin, coffee, cosmetics, all sorts of things to help you count down the days. But we as Christians have the expectation of that special birth, of the baby laid in the manger, but also of Jesus' return in glory. It's a season of expectation and anticipation. A season when we are told to be ready for the appearance of Jesus. Last week we celebrated the feast of Christ the King, and Simon and Lucinda explored the themes of how and why we can serve our King. We used some acronyms. Do you remember what they were? WWJD stands for?
Oh, what Jesus Day.
And HWLF,
He will love first.
Brilliant. And we remembered that our response to his amazing grace and love for us is that we should love and serve those around us. And we read and sang about how we could do that. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger. And you invited me in. We worship a God who came to meet us and will come again in glory to meet us face to face. And in the meantime, he's told us that we may be found in anyone we meet. And that means anyone. Your co-worker, a parent at the school gate, your husband, the wife, your next door neighbour, the postman. How awake are we to those special interrupting appearances of Jesus, to Jesus breaking into the world, into our everyday life? I recently came across the story of a Baptist pastor who makes it a rule of life to invite into her home anyone who knocks on the door, including Jehovah's Witnesses, travelling salesmen. And she had had some remarkable encounters that way. She invited them in because she just might be inviting Jesus in. Now, we may not wish to expose ourselves in that way, but it reminds me of a friend who, whenever she receives one of those nuisance telephone calls that telling her, trying to sell her double glazing or telling her she'd been in an accident, and she would answer very politely that she did not wish to take to respond to their offer, but then she would offer to pray for them. Now, most times she then got the phone little girl in her, but just once or twice she had some amazing conversations and was able to pray with someone perhaps the other side of the world, a real time that she could pray for someone and be awake to Jesus. We need to be awake to the Jesus in other people. To give a word to that sad looking checkout girl. To be prepared to stop and listen properly to friends and family. At this time of year, there are many opportunities to be more awake to the needs of those around us. And one of these is our wonderful collection of toys. And thank you for all being so generous. As you know, this is going to the Red Hen Project, which is a small local charity working with families in North Cambridge. And they focus on the individual needs of children and families that they work with, making links between home and school, and giving support in many different ways, showing love to them as Jesus showed love. The toys we give may be the only toys those children receive this Christmas. The charity is also asking for donations to support with other needs over this holiday period, such as emergency electric and gas top-ups. And it's worth having a look at their website for other ways to support them, including a link to the Cambridge Food Bank, or sending charity Christmas e-cards, which is incidentally a more eco-friendly way of sending your Christmas greetings anyway. So just some of the ways that we can be awake to others and generous and loving this Christmas. But we need to be awake, not just in Advent, but all the year round. When were you the most awake last week? Most awake to the world around you, awake to yourself, awake to the possibility of meeting God. The Isaiah reading says, "You did awesome things that we did not expect. You came down and the mountains trembled before you." We need to be awake to what God is doing around us. What might we be missing? It's perhaps easy to be awake to God, to be thankful on a crisp sunny morning as you go for a walk or a drive and you admire the autumn colours or the lovely winter light that we're getting just now. More difficult, perhaps, as we sit at our computers, faced with a mountain of emails. Difficult as we face a load of laundry, or the daily commute, or yet another meal to prepare. Difficult as we go about those everyday tasks. And yet, perhaps in that mountain of emails was a request, a comment, that if we are awake to God, we might see his hand. As we wash the sheets, we might think of a guest who has recently stayed with us and give thanks for them and their part in our life. On the commute, if we are alert, we might see a chance to offer assistance or just a smile to further God's kingdom. As we prepare our meal, if we are awake to God, we can give thanks that we have food and pray for those who don't. And perhaps that will prompt us to give to the food bank. As I prepared for this sermon, I realised that I am not awake to God through most of my day. I then thought that my evening prayers are sometimes rather short as I fall asleep, and I do try to give thanks. At the very least, if I don't pray for anything else, I'll try and give thanks for three things every night. But I've now added to that, trying to identify two or three times when I was truly awake to God in the day. And to be honest, it's often missed opportunities that I remember. But I'm hoping that by focusing on being a and watchful for God, I will be more awake to his moving each day in this world, and awake for when he comes again. The Isaiah reading started with some wonderful words. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. Rousing words. And we do long for God to rend the heavens and come down and sort out the situation in Israel and Gaza. To rend the heavens and heal our loved ones. To rend the heavens and do awesome things. And perhaps we are sometimes not bold enough in our prayers. But we also need to give thanks for those small moments of being awake when we are most available to God. When we are awake to seeing Jesus in other people and situations. We don't need to beat ourselves up for the busyness when we are not awake. But just give thanks for those when we were close to God and to ask God to awaken us more. May this Advent open our eyes to the wonderful hope and joy for us in the coming of Jesus. We give thanks for our God who loves us and wants to be close to us, and pray that we will be more awake to his presence every day.
Amen.